Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Micah Smith. I'm calling right now from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences? Oh. I have always heard, and you can tell me if this is true, that Truth or Consequences is named Truth or Consequences because the city was dared to do so by the TV show Truth or Consequences. Is that true?
Essentially, yeah. In 1950, they changed the name to win the chance to have the show recorded here.
Yeah. What would it take to get you to change the name to, say, another game show?
Well, make an offer.
All right. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Micah's topic?
Summer camp outlaws.
All right. Summer camp is a time of sexual awakening, made up Native American names, and more than anything, rules. This week we read about someone breaking the rules of camp. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win our prize. Carl Council's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Well, then let's do it. Your first story of camp time fun comes from Adam Felber.
These days, in a soft summer night at camp, you'll hear the giggling of unsleeping campers, the thrum of frogs, the chirp of crickets, and, increasingly, this. Yes, according to a report on All Things Considered this week, campers were increasingly being caught with that most forbidden of items, their smartphones. And worse, their accomplices on the outside are their overprotective helicopter parents. This year, parents have been especially creative. Some have packed a decoy phone on their spawn so that the second wouldn't be found, while others have sent them Matrix-style in envelopes and care packages, only to be undone by premature beeping as they eagerly attempted to text their kids just a little too early. One enterprising parent even sewed one into a stuffed animal, a care-too-much bear, if you will, or a stifling level of care bear. According to Clemson University developmental expert Barry Garst, all this monitoring can backfire, creating a generation of kids who aren't ready to take care of themselves, but on the bright side, totally ready to be monitored by the NSA.
Parents smuggling cell phones into their camp so they can hover remotely. Your next story of a renegade at camp comes from Roxanne Roberts.
For single women of a certain age, cat camp, a week-long spa retreat for obsessed cat owners, too obsessed even by their own standards. Campers arrive at the Berkeley, California camp and sign a pledge that they will not talk about their kitties, show pictures of their furry babies, call their cat sitter, or look at Animal Planet, Cute Emergency, or Lady and the Tramp. The idea, says director Gloria Taylor, is to love your cats, but not at the expense of, say, human relationships. But after just 24 hours doing yoga, reading Jane Austen, and sipping rosé, camper Julia Weinstein cracked. Stealing a staffer's car, driving to the nearest animal shelter, and smuggling back an adorable, tiny, oh my God, can you believe how cute calico kitten she named Bernie? He was a rescue, she told KRMC television. I was missing my baby so much and, well, look at those eyes. Could you resist him, could you? Taylor says Weinstein will not get a refund, but she's donating the money to the shelter, ironically named Take a Pause.
All right, smuggling a cat into a catless camp. Your last story of someone not playing by the rules of camp comes from Moraka.
For 35 years, Florida's Camp Mickey has been drawing kids from all over the world, and that's no surprise. The camp, as you may have suspected, is dedicated to celebrating the career of Mickey Rooney, one of the greatest showmen of the 20th century, a classic triple threat actor, singer, dancer. Aspiring young performers learn to hoof like Mickey's Andy Hardy character, and mug like Mickey's character in A Night at the Museum. There's an equestrian class inspired by the movie Black Stallion, an accent work based on Mickey's performance in Breakfast at Tiffany's. And each night, the kids put on a show, performing scenes from their favorite Mickey Rooney movies. But this summer, one camper had a very different take on Camp Mickey. 8-year-old Bertie Rabina of Queens, New York, is a fan, all right, of Mickey Rourke. And he's insisted on performing only scenes from Mickey Rourke movies. Quote, I love the Pope of Greenwich Village, says Birdie, but the wrestler is a much more physical and gratifying role. Quote, we signed up for Camp Mickey, says Birdie's mom, Anne. It was an honest mix-up, but we've paid, and Birdie has the right to pay tribute to his Mickey. But camp director Molly Raleigh disagrees. Quote, we think it's inappropriate for any 8-year-old to perform scenes from 9.5 weeks. At this Camp Mickey, kids are expected to leave more than just their hat on.
All right.
All very plausible.
One of these was a scandal roiling summer camp this summer. Was it from Adam Felber, parents smuggling cell phones into cell phone-less zones of summer camp? From Roxanne Roberts, a cat lady camp where you're supposed to abstain from cats with one woman falling off the wagon? Or from Mo Rocca, one attendee at Camp Mickey for Mickey Rooney insisting on performing scenes from the highlights of Mickey Rourke?
Well, heck, those all sound pretty plausible.
They sure are.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with the cell phone one.
You're going to go for the cell phone one. That's Adam's story. A very large crowd agrees with you. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to an actual real-life camp director.
We had a parent actually mail a cell phone to their keeper. The phone was on, so it beeped in the envelope.
That was Leslie Conrad. She's the director of Clemson University's Outdoor Lab, which runs several summer camps, talking about the parents who are smuggling cell phones to their kids. Congratulations, Mikey. You got it right. You earned a point for Adam, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your voicemail. Thanks for playing with us today.